Good evening, everyone. It's Friday evening, the 29th of July. I'm preparing this for the 30th tomorrow, Saturday morning. We've been listening through the book of Job, just finished it, and one of the things that came through to me through listening to that book was the fact that Job's three friends seemed so right on so much of what they said. They were pretty coherent. They were very logical. They made a lot of true statements about the attributes of God but the fact is they were just dead wrong in terms of their understanding Job's condition, situation. And, what happened in the end was that God told them they had to go make a sacrifice for Job. Basically apologize to Job for what they'd done to him. How many times have we misread people and said the wrong thing to them? And how many times have people misread us and said the wrong thing to us, like Job's friends? Our motives at times may seem as pure as the driven snow, but in reality they're not. And sometimes their motives can seem pure as the driven snow to us, and in reality they're not. Job's friends were in error. They weren't comforting him at all. So anyway, that's what I've been thinking about since we've been listening to Job, and also I've been thinking about the fact that just about the time that someone thinks they have everything figured out, kaboom, something comes on the scene that destroys their confidence and their knowledge. That's been my excuse. In fact, I've said to my wife many times, I'll compliment somebody and I'll say, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that. And just a matter of time, something happens that obliterates my compliment of that person. Or I might, have you ever had a situation where you think things are going rather smoothly? Say, wow, our vehicles are really running good lately. Kaboom! Something goes wrong with one of your vehicles. Or you might say, you sure has a lot of nice weather. Kaboom! You have 2 weeks of over 100 degree temperature, smashing temperatures. I believe the reason that God does these things is to keep us humble, to show us that when we think we have everything figured out, we don't. We don't. And we'll never have it all figured out, because we are weak human beings, and we're walking around on a cursed earth, and we're limited in our knowledge. God is unlimited in his knowledge. God has all knowledge. That's what it means when we say he is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere all the time. There's nothing that he doesn't know. Well, compare that to us. Just think of all the things that we don't know. Many, many things. You know, we may have some knowledge, but there are millions of things that we don't know in comparison to the few things that we do know. And so we look around us and we see some people have so many skills and so many talents. But even the most skilled person on the face of the earth lacks millions of things they don't know. I mean, there's millions of things that they don't know. The most intelligent person that ever walked the face of the earth apart from Christ, there's millions of things he doesn't know. And sometimes when people get more knowledge, they become puffed up. And they become cocky. And they want to impress people with how much they know. Well, that's kind of what's on my mind tonight. Pride cometh before a fall. I've shared on sermon audio before that when I was, in sixth grade, maybe fifth grade, it had been raining all morning and we let out for recess and I was showing off in front of the kids and I said, "Watch this." And I took out running and I was going to jump over this mud puddle and I didn't make it. And I landed right in the mud puddle. You talk about having your ego shattered. You don't think those kids had a heyday laughing at me over that? Pride cometh before a fall. So, Jesus was very, very humble as the eternal Son of God when he hung on the cross and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You know, and we look at Christ and then we look at ourselves and our lack of forgiveness of others and our attitudes towards other people sometimes is horrendous. I'm talking to myself. I'm preaching to myself. Because sometimes we get to our end of our rope, as it were, and we can't. We tend to get in the flesh. Well, I hope you all have a good day tomorrow, Saturday, and a good weekend, and just some thoughts to contemplate. God bless.